Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis quotes a Machlokas Samaroyim. What's the din if you have Shteki to Eid and a Machisha Zu Azu? Rav Huna says that even though they contradict each other for this Eid, it's the kosher for another Eid. Zuba Pnei Atzum Eid, Zuba Pnei Atzum Eid. Rav Chista disagrees. He says, Bahadi Sare Shakri Lamali. We don't accept their Eidus even in the future. We're not only going to throw out the Eidus that they testified over here, but we're not going to accept their Eidus in the future. So we discussed at great length last time, what's the machlokas about? What are the svaras? We started to give nafkaminis. Rav Chista had different understandings, how to explain Rav Chista. So we're talking about what are the nafkaminis? What does it matter why he holds Bahadi Sare Shakri Lamali? So let's just review what were the three approaches that we had, Alibad Rav Chista. So first we wanted to say the Rashbam understands Rav Chista holds that you can't use Cheskas Kashrus to be Motzi Mammon. Rav Huna says that you can use Cheskas Kashrus because it's only indirectly being Motzi Mammon. You're not really being Motzi Mammon based on a Chazaka. Really the Eidim are testifying and it's the Eidus of the Eidim that's being Motzi Mammon. The Cheskas Kashrus just allows us to listen to the Eidus of the Eidim. So since it's only indirectly being Motzi Mammon, that's okay. It's Rav Huna Shita. Rav Chista disagrees. The Rashbam says, what does he hold? He claims, even though you think it's only indirectly being Motzi Mammon, but that's still called using a Chazaka to be Motzi Mammon, and that's a problem. This is a case of Safek. There's a Safek Pasul, Rav Chista holds. We don't know for sure that the Eidim HaMukhoshim of Vaday Psulim, they're only Safek Pasul. But Chazaka is not going to help you over here. Normally, when you have a safek, we can use a chazaka d'meikar to be poshet that safek. But here, the chazaka d'meikar, the cheskas kasher, is not going to help me because here we're talking about to be motzi mammon. The chazaka is not going to work to be motzi mammon. So therefore, you're not going to be able to rely on these eidim for a different eidus. This is one way to understand Rav Chista. But then we pointed out Rabbeinu Gershom seems to have a different approach. That really cheskas kasher would have worked. Maybe Cheskas Kashrus would have worked over here. But Mokum Sofek, a Chazaka de Meikara, could work to establish the Kashrus of the Eidim. Because you're not really being Motzi Mammon based on the Chazaka anyway. You're being Motzi Mammon based on the Eidus, that the Eidim are testifying in the second court case. So Cheskas Kashrus would have been good enough. But the problem over here is that Cheskas Kashrus is not going to be able to work for you because Vaday, one of the Kitos, is possible. We know for sure that one of the Kitos is possible. So Cheskas Kashrus can't help you be Maksha the Eidim for a different Eidim since we know that one of them is Vadei Apostle. What does that mean? We said when it comes to Chazaka, even by Shnei Shvilim, even where it's a tie to disaster, that's not a problem. I can be Metaher on both sides. So why can't I be Maksha on both sides over here? Let's be Maksha both Kitos. Aye, but it's a tie to disaster. We know one of them is Vadei Apostle. But so what? So what? The fact that it's a different court case. It's like Zebub Bifnei Atzma. We could be Maksha both of them. If by Shnei Shvilim, it's not a problem. You can follow Chazok, even Mokum Tarati Disasi. So what could be the problem over here? So we suggested that maybe the problem here is that the Kashrus of one group of Eidim is dependent on the Psul of the other group of Eidim. So it's not possible to be Maksha both, because if you're Maksha both, then neither of them can be Kashrus. Since the kashrus of one depends on the pastlus of the other, because these two kitei eidim were makash each other, so the kashrus of one is dependent on the other individual, as opposed to by shnei shvilim, the kashrus of one person, it's a suffik bifnei atzma. It's a suffik about this person. He walked through the path. So it happens to be, we know that there's tumah in one of the paths. So if you look at the whole picture, it would seem as though the tahara of one is dependent on the tumah of the other, but it's not really dependent on the tumah of the other guy. If the other guy had not walked in the past, so then this tahara is a completely independent question. It happens to be that they were looking at them to that the two paths are in front of, you know, the shilas of the two paths are right in front of us, so it looks like they're dependent on each other. But they're not really dependent on each other. But here, the kashrus of one kat is dependent on the paslus of the other kat. Why do I say that this kat is kosher? Because the other kat is pasul. Because there's a hakosher between the two kitos. So you can't be machshava without the pasulus of the other. So in such a case, since this is a tarta disaster where the kashrus of one is dependent on the pasulus of the other, we can't follow chazaka b'mokom, that kind of tarta disaster. Maybe that's Rabbeinu Gershom's svar. So according to that, is the psul just a suffix puzzle? Is the Eid a suffix puzzle? No, he's really a Vaday puzzle because because there's a tarta desastri, so we can't accept the edus. The edus is vaday pasul. We don't have a chazaka to go on. Really, cheskas kashrus would be able to be motzi mamon. Right? We could use, if it were only were a safek pasul, we'd be able to use cheskas kashrus to be motzi mamon. Because it's not really being motzi mamon directly. It's just establishing the kashrus of the edim, and then we're able to be motzi mamon based on the edus. But the problem is, it's not just a safek pasul. It's a vaday pasul. It's treated like a vaday pasul because the tarta desasri is treated like a vaday pasul. So if it's a vade posel, so then cheskas kasher is not going to help me. Cheskas kasher only helps me with makom sofik, but if it's a vade posel, so then the chazok is irrelevant, it's not going to help. This was the second approach that we suggested. Then we said that the Yad Rama, it would seem, has a third approach. That he says it's a din in Bezdin. That Bezdin's not going to get involved. Bezdin's not going to pass in a shaila based on edim if the edus is only a suffic edus. A suffic edus ksheira, if you will. A suffic edus ksheira. We have two kita edin, a makhisha zu esu. So all you have maximum is a suffic edus. Right? Because one of the edios, one of the kitas is definitely pasul. So in such a case, Rav Chista holds, Bahari Sari Shakri Lamali. It's mamish licht in the verta. Bahari Sari Shakri Lamali means the bezdin. Why would the bezdin be makabil the edus of this suffic pasul? He's only a suffic pasul. They're only a suffic pasul, but the Torah's vadeh bezdin would not be makabel such an edus because suffic edus lo shma edus, and bezdin's not going to get involved unless they have edim that are kosher. They have edim that are suffic pasul. Bezdin should not be makabel such an edus. Again, it starts off as a suffic pasul, but the halacha is really a halacha b'Torah's vadeh. The bezdin should not be makabel the edus of these suffic psulim because it's just not an edus that bezdin should want to accept in the din. So we started discussing what is the nafkamina. So we suggested one nafkamina to these different approaches, and that is, let's say the question at hand is not shteki te edem ha-makhisha zu esu, but rather you have two kite edim about a particular gaffer. Like two edim testify that this gaffer is a gazlan, he stole from Ruvain. And two kitei, and another group of Edom say that he didn't steal. Right? The first group says he stole on such and such a time. The other group says he must have had the wrong person because he was with us in Shir. So it didn't happen. Right? So there's a tray over here, not a tray bad, that are conflicting, right? That each one is testifying, like in our case, right? You have one kat testifying about Shnei Chazaka that so-and-so was on the field, and the other one is testifying that someone else was on the field, right? That the edios are makhish each other. No, it's that they're testifying about a gavra. And now the shaila is not about the kitei edim. The shaila is about this gavra. Is he kosher to combine with another individual to testify in another situation? That's the shaila. Shtei kitei edim da makhish zu azu about the status of the gavra. What's the din? What's the din? So we suggested that maybe that's dependent on these three approaches. If you take the Rashbam's approach, that really it's a suffic pasul, right? The two kitei edim are suffic psulim le'edus acheres. But the reason why we're not going to accept their edus is because cheskas kashrus cannot be accepted to be motzi mamon. We're not going to allow the cheskas kashrus of each of the kitos to be machshir them to be motzi mamon. That's the svar b'harisani shaki lamali. So really the yesod, Rav Chista's yesod, is that we can't use cheskas kashrus to be machshir an aid to be motzi mamon. That's the yesod. Rav Chista's yesod b'harisani shaki lamali basically tells us that b'makom asavik posel, we can't use the cheskas kashrus to establish the kashrus of the aidim to be motzi mamon. So if that's the case, it's Dr. Zelbazach over here. Right? There is a suffic posel. There is one kat that says that this gavra is a gazlan. So even though there's another kat that's machshir, it's a tray against him, a tray against each other about this person, but he's suffic posel. So if the yesod is b'hari sari shakri lamali, we can't use cheskas kashrus to establish that an eid is kosher to be motzi mama. It's the same thing over here. It's not just true about the kite eid that are machish azu azu, but even if they're machish each other about a gavra, so now this gavra is suffic pasul. If he's suffic pasul, we can't use cheskas kashrus to be motzi mamon, to be machshir, to be motzi mamon, so therefore it's not going to work. That's the fi the Rashbam. And how about Lefi Rabbeinu Gershom? Rabbeinu Gershom says again that we can't be machshir based on Cheskes Kadosh, not because Cheskes Kadosh can't be motzi moment, but here there's a tar to disasri. Here there's a tar to disasri. Not the kashrus of one kat. The kashrus of one kat is dependent on the passes of the other kat. So it's almost like we view it as a vaday posel. We view it as a vaday posel because it's impossible to be machshir one kat without passing the other kat. So it's like a vaday posel. Right? So if the problem is that there's a tarte desasri, so that's not true over here. Here there's no tarte desasri. It's just a sofik. It's a sofik. He's still a sofik posel. Right? He's a sofik posel. It's not like the hechsher of one kat is dependent on the psul of the other kat. We're not worried about the eidim. We're worried about this gavra. This gavra has a sofik posel on him. That's it. So if the Rabbeinu Gershom assumes what? Rav Chista holds that you can use cheskas kashas to establish the kashas of an eid to be motzi mamon. That's not the problem. The problem is over here, you can't use cheskas kashas because there's no suffix, because it's viewed as a tarte desasri. So that's not going to apply in this case. If you have a tray on one gavra, so then he would be able to be mitzarev to be motzi mamon, because the cheskas kashas is machshir him, and then he'd be neman to be mitzarev with another aid to join together with him, and the aidus will be able to be motzi mamon. And how about according to the Ramah? The Ramah says that there's a din. Rav Chista holds Bahari Sari Shakri Lamali means there's a din on the bezin that they shouldn't be makabel the edus of these shtei kitei edim hamachisha zuazu. So we wanted to explain yesterday. Some of the talmidim suggested that lechora, according to him as well, what should be the din? Right, posel. Why posel? Because bezin is not going to be able to be makabel. Bezin won't be makabel the edus of the suffik posel. If he's suffik posel, so bezin is not going to be able. Right, so here the Ramah would go with the Rashbam. Right, he'd say there's a sofik posel, not the svar of the Rashbam, but he'd say that in this case sheki te'edim amachisha zuazu by one gavas, he'd be posel to be made for the future, because Bezin is going to say a sofik edus is loshma edus. They're not going to accept such an edus. That's what we wanted to say yesterday. Ken Zayin, it's taka true. I was thinking, I'm not sure it's completely mukhach, because you could explain the Ramah a little bit differently. Right? You could say that this idea that Bezin is not going to be Makabel Eidus, maybe Dafka over here, since we know for sure that there's a Vadai Sheker, right? One of the Kitos is Vadai saying Sheker, so then Bezin is not going to get involved. It's not just that Sofik Eidus Lo Shema Eidus, but when we know for sure that there's a Vadai Sheker, That one group of Edom avadai shakronim, so then Bezin is not going to get involved. If that's what the Ramah is saying, it's not just that Sufik Edus Lo Shema Edus, but where there's a vadai sheker in one kat, Bezin is not going to get involved. So that wouldn't apply in this case, because the gavra, this individual that there are shtei kita Edom achisha zuasu, but this gavra, there's no, it's not for sure that he's saying vadai sheker. It's only a Sufik posel. It's only a Sufik by him. But shtekite edem akfisha zuazu. So then we know there's a vada sheker, because they're contradicting each other. We know that one kat is saying vada sheker. So if we're going to accept either one, either kat for a different edus, there's a suffix. Maybe there's a vada sheker over here. So maybe Bezdin will not be makabel an edus if there's a vada sheker. But by this gavra, by shtekite edem akfisha zuazu, about this one gavra, there is no vada sheker over here. I mean, there might be a vada sheker in the edem, but there's no vada sheker in the gavra. The gavra is only a suffix puzzle. Ken Zayin, it's possible that according to the Ramah, maybe Bezdin would be makabel his edus. Right? He has a cheskas kashrus, so maybe Bezdin would be makabel his edus. This whole idea that Bezdin should not be makabel the edus of Savek Psulim, that's only when there's a vadai sheker in others. No vadai sheker, maybe Bezdin Taka would be makabel the edus. So within the Ramah, you know, there's a sofik, right? It's not clear how he would go. For the other approaches, we know the Rashbam would say that he's definitely not acceptable, because we can't use a cheskas kashrus during motzi mamon. And here there's a suffix posel, we can't use the chesed kashrus. Rabbeinu Gershom would say, definitely, he is acceptable, because since there's no vadei sheker, there's no tarte desasri over here, then we can use the chesed kashrus to establish the kashrus of the gavra, and he'll be acceptable for the other edus. Yeah.
It definitely sounds like in the outer world, like what Rabbi's saying now, because it seems to say that it's kevan the vadei chaminai shakronis v'yusuli, and only then does he say
right.
that.
So that's what led me to this,
right.
in this
no,
direction.
Like, meaning it sounds like it's only like the second one.
Right. So when I threw it out yesterday, I wanted to see how you would say it over. So the Talmidim were convinced in one direction, so I wanted to look back at the Ramah to see, so I left it that way. But when I look back, I said to myself, I'm not so convinced, right? I'm not so convinced that what we said yesterday was really correct. I came at the Vaday Chodim and I was Shakronis Yupsula, Kol Chodim and I was Sovek Sulahi, Veloma Kablin and Sadusa Sovek Sula. So what's the key? Veloma Kablin and Sadusa Sovek Sula, or came at the Vaday and I was Vaday Shakronisi? That's the question. Which part of the Ramah should you take more seriously? It could go either way, Natano. Yeah, I mean, I could hear it both ways. Halodovahu, it is interesting that he says, Kevin Devadai Chodim and Ayah Shakranasi. What does he have to emphasize that point? Yeah, that would seem, you know, closer to what we're saying today. But okay, it could go either way. It could go either way within Ramah. Okay, this is one nafkemina to the different approaches. Tuli.
Rabbi, in the Yad Ramah, since you're focusing on the fact that Beis Din won't accept it, as opposed to that we are going to just say these AMR are puzzle. What?
A puzzle or Savik puzzle, right? Meaning even if the Savik puzzle, there could be Savik puzzle, but we're not going to accept the Chazaka to be Machriya B'makom Savik, yeah.
So, what's the real difference between presenting it as like, based and not accepting it versus presenting it as though we are making it?
I just told you nafkamina. Meaning, if Beis Din doesn't accept it, okay, what's the real difference? I'll tell you what the real difference is. If it's a din in Beis Din, then it's a din b'toras vaday. A din b'toras vaday. Right? It's not that there's a suffix, but we can't do anything with the suffix. The Rashbam would say it's only a suffix puzzle. There's no din b'toras vaday. It's a suffix puzzle. It remains a suffix puzzle, but suffix, we can't work with a suffix puzzle. B'makom suffix, normally we'd follow Chazaka, but we can't follow Chazaka over here because to be Motzi Mamu, we can't follow Chazaka. But fundamentally, it's only a Suffolk puzzle. The Ramah is saying, no. It starts off as a Suffolk, but it's a Halacha. It's a Halacha in Kabbalah's Eidus. Halacha in Beis Din. It's a totally different perspective. Right? So you would say, but what does it matter? So you look at this way, you look at this. It's just semantics. No, so it's not semantics. We have to figure out what's the Nafkamina Lamaisa. So Mitaka gave one Nafkamina. Right, we gave maybe not between the Ramah and the Rashbam, but between Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rashbam, it certainly is a nafkamina. Within the Ramah, it can go either way. But just see, the second nafkamina that I'm going to give is going to be a nafkamina between the Ramah and the Rashbam. Yeah, very much so. So what is the second nafkamina? So the second nafkamina is, let's say we have the regular case, Shtei Kifei Eidim Achishu Zuazu. We're trying to figure out that they kosher le'edus acheres, right? Reb Chista says, they're not Bahari Sari Shakri Lomali. The question is, are they kosher? When we say that they're possible for another Eidus, I mean they're possible for every Eidus of Mammon, any kind of Eidus of Mammon? They're always possible? Or maybe there's room to distinguish between different types of Eidus of Mammon. Maybe they're only possible to be Motzi Mammon. That's what we keep on saying, to be Motzi Mammon. Are they possible even to be Machzik Mammon? Let's say the Eidus of the Shteki the Eidim Achisha Zuazu is not going to be Motzi. Again, they're machlish each other in this case, but we're trying to figure out if one of the kitos is kosher for a different case. So let's say in a different case, they're not coming to be motzi mamon. They're coming to be machzik mamon. Right? Machzik mamon. Let's say two eidim came and said that Reuven owes Shimon $100. Right? He borrowed from him $100 at 1:30 Wednesday afternoon. And two eidim said, impossible. He was in shir with us. Not possible. He was in shir. He was asking excellent kashas. Right, good. So they're coming to be machzik mamon. They're coming to prevent the hotzaas mamon. So if that second kat that claims that he didn't borrow the money, if that second kat were one of the kitos that were machish azu, so would they be neman for such an avis? Do we say bahavi sari shakir lamali goodbye? We're not interested in listening to what they have to say for another avis. Or do we say no? We can't listen to them if they're coming to be motzi mamon. If they're coming to be machzik mamon, then we can't listen to them. What's the answer to that kasha? That's a major discussion in the Rishon. But to address this question, we have to really take a step back and examine another sugya. Examine a famous machlokas Abai and Rav in the Gemara in Bava Kamma. If you have a Gemara in Bava Kamma, look on with me. If not, I'm sure you saw the Gemara by now. So just listen, and we'll talk in Mitzvah. The Gemara Bava Kamma Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. The back roads in Bava Kamma. Gemara says Itmar Eid Zomim Abay Amar LeMafrei Hu Nifsal Rava Amar Mikana LaHaba Hu Nifsal. Machlokas Abai and Rava. This is one of the Yal Kagams. This is one of the places we pass on like Abai, one of the six, lucky six. Yeah, Abaye says lemafreya hu nifsal, that an eid zomim is nifsal lemafreya, and Rava says mikana lahaba hu nifsal. What does that mean? Right. So let's say on our timeline. Right. Let's say the eidim come and they say that Reuven owes Shimon $100. Right. This is the eidus of the muzomim. Right, the eidus. Let's leave that word out. Let's not confuse. The eidus, right? The Iker eidus is over here. Let's say it's January 1st. Aleph Adar Shem. Okay. And then on Aleph Nisan, there's an Eidus of Hazama. That's the Eidus Hazama. Right? The Eidim come and they say, Imanu Hayisem. Not Reuven, not Shimon. You Eidim were with us on Aleph Adar Sheni. So it's impossible that you're testifying about this Eidus. Reuven and Shimon were not there. It's impossible that you're testifying. So now the question is this. Let's say that the Muzomim testified as well on Chaf Adar Sheni. Right? They testified there too. They testified that, I don't know, Levi owes Yehudo, Levi sold Karka to someone else. They have another Eidos over there. That's Eidos of the Muzomim, of the Muzomim base. Oh. So now the Shaila is, once there's an Eidos, Hazama Aleph Nisan, so now the Muzamim are going to become puzzle. There's a Chiddush HaTorah. Right? The Torah says that we trust the second group. We don't trust the first group. This is not like a face Kita Eidim HaMakish Azu Azu. If there are two Kita Eidim that are Makish each other, so we throw the whole thing out of Chista sense. Right? We're not going to pick sides over here. Right? So we throw the whole thing out. But here we don't. The Torah says that you treat the Mazim as Eidim Ksherim. And then mazim the Eidim Muzamim. And what do we do to the Eidim Muzamim? Basisim lo kashazamim lasos le'achiv. We punish the Muzamim with the same thing that they wanted to give to the Nidom. So if they wanted to be mechayev mama to the Nidom, then they have to pay the money. Oh. But what happens if they said Eidus in the interim? So when did they become pasul? Do we say that they become pasul lemafreya from the time of the original Eidus, the Eidus Aleph of the Muzamim? And if they become puzzle at that time, so then they're not kosher to say the second Eidus. The second Eidus has to be thrown out. Or do we say, no, mikam lahaba hu nifsal, that the Eid Zomim is only nifsal from the time of the Hazam itself, Aleph Nisan, and then it turns out, lemafreya, they were kosher for the Eidus in the interim. That's the shayla over here. Machlokas Abaye and Rav. Abaye says, lemafreya hu nifsal. Abaye amal lemafreya hu nifsal, mehahi shayta da asid havali rosha vehatora amal toshes rosha eid. Abaye says, well, what's the psul? The psul is that he's a Rasha, that he was Meshakir. Right? Altosh is Rasha 8. So when was he Meshakir? He was Meshakir by the first Eidus. Right? Igloi Musalim Afreya, that he was Meshakir the first Eidus. So it turns out that Afreya, he was Pasul from the original time. So he's Pasul for the middle Eidus too. Not just for an Eidus that he would say after the Eidus Hazam. Did he even for a middle Eidus too? Rav Amar Mikal Haba Hu Nifsal, Eid Zomim Chidishu. Rava says that Eid Zomim Chidishu, the whole idea that we believe the Mazimim and not the Muzomim, we believe the Eidim that say Imanu Hayisim, not the Eidim they're talking about, that's a Chiddush HaTorah. Because without the Chiddush HaTorah, we'd say throw them both out. We don't know who's a Shakran and who's saying the truth. Tazob Rava, since the whole idea of Hazom is a Chiddush, Eid Zomim Chiddushu, says Rava, you can't pass a lemafreya because the whole thing is a chiddush. They're only nifsal mikanu lahaba. Okay, machlokas Abaye and Rava whether the muzamim become pasul mikanu only mikanu lahaba or they even become pasul lemafreya. So this is one way to explain the machlokas. Ikad Amri Rava Nami Kabaya Svirule, the Amal Mafrehu Nifsa. The Ikad Amri says, no, maybe Rava agrees with Abaya fundamentally that Lamafrehu Nifsa. Me Ikar Adin, we should say Lamafrehu Nifsa, the Edom Zomim really should become possible Lamafreya. So they should be possible for that middle Edus. Aye, but Rava says they're possible Mikano Lahaba. Hanu time at the Rava, Mishum Pseida de Lakucha. It's a din de Rabbanon. Really, Rav agrees with Abaye Meikra, then there should be Pasul Lamafreya, because Al Toshis Rosh HaEit. We should say that the Lakuchos, Chazal say, that they're not going to become Pasul until the Shas HaZama, because we don't want Lakuchos to lose out. You know, they didn't know that they're going to become Edom Zomamin. Right? They didn't know that they're going to become Edom Zomamin. So, to save Lakuchos, Chazal said that the Psul should only be Mikano Lahaba. My Benayu, what's the nafkamina between these two approaches within Rava? So the Gemara says, one nafkamina would be, let's say you have not two against two, but rather you have two against one, two and two against one. Right? You have two Eidim that are mazim one, and two Eidim that are mazim a different one. Right? So there it's not a chiddush that they can be mazim. If it's two against one, it's not a chiddush that the two are neman and not the one. Right? So each Eid zomein would be possible mafreya me'ikar adin. So according to Rava, if the reason why they're only possible mikana lahaba is because eitzam chidushu ve'elech ba'olam shaspil chidushu ve'elech, so that only applies if it's two against two. But it's two against one, so then Rava would say lemaisa the possible mafreya. But if you hold like the second approach, if it's pseida de lakuchas, so the pseida de lakuchas applies in this case also. So Rava would say that the nifsal mikana lahaba, not lemafreya. Inami de paslinu begazlanusa, or let's say the two edim, right? The second group of edim are not mazim the first group, but rather they pasl begazlanus. They say the first edim are edim psulim, stam edim psulim. They're gazlanim. They're pasl edus. Here also, there's no chiddush. There's no chiddush because the Eidim themselves are not neman to testify about themselves that they're not gazlanim. The other Eidim are neman to say that they are gazlanim, but the gazlanim can't protect themselves. They need other Eidim to testify that that's not true, but they can't testify about themselves. So if the second group is testifying about the first group that they're gazlanim, so the second group is going to be neman. It's not a chiddush HaTorah. It's obvious that they should be neman. Hazama is not about the Eidim, really. Hazama, the Iker Eidus is that. This Eidus could not have happened because you were with us. It's not really about the Gufan Shel Eidim per se. So there we have a Chiddush HaTorah that the second group is now. But without the Chiddush HaTorah, they will be now. But if they testify that the first group are Gazlanim, that doesn't take a Chiddush. So it doesn't take a Chiddush Nachamol. If Rava holds that Mikan Lahava Hunisol only because it's a Chiddush HaTorah, so here he'd say that the Nifsal Mafrei. But lahach lishn da amr mishum pseida de lakuchos ika. But pseida de lakuchos still applies. If Rava holds mishum pseida de lakuchos that the nifsal mikana lahaba, so then the psul will be mikana lahaba in this case as well. Okay. This is machlokas Abaye and Rava in the Gemara. Okay. Come to Rishonim and they ask a blistering kasha from Asu. You know, you think this we're here to learn Bava Kama? I mean, this is a great sugi Bava Kama to learn. They said, we're just really scratching the surface of this sugi. Now you have to understand, Abaye argues against Rava. What's the machlokas? What's Abaye saying? What's his response? Does he hold Eidim Zomim is not a chiddush? Does he hold it is a chiddush, but still he maintains his sheet? There's a lot here, but that's not for now. It's a shame. We get the Bava Kama together, then we'll talk. So come the Rishonim, and they all ask the following kash. Okay, let's see the kasha from the prism of our Tosfos. Tosfos in Bava Basra. But we'll see, the Tosfos may ask the same kasha. What did the Gemara do? What are we here for? Like what are we here? Shteki teitem achishesu azu refuna refchista. What are we here for? So we're here really because there was a machlokas amarayim in our sugya. What was that machlokas? The case in our Gemara was zeomer shalavosai v'zeomer shalavosai. They have two people. They're arguing about cheskas gimel shonim. That's right. Cheskas abatim. That's what we're here for. Right. So one brings edim on ovos and on shnei chazaka. And the other one brings Eidim only on Shnei Chazaka. Right? But there's a hakhosha שתי קטעי אדם המחיר שזו הזו לגבי תעדס של שני חזוק. חזוק תגמר, זה מחלוק הסמרויים, הדה פסקן. רב נחמן says that אוקי אכילה לבהדי אכילה ואוקי ערה בחזקס אבהוסה. He says, yeah, there is a stira between the Edom HaKrishim, but there's no HaKrosh in the Edus, the Ovis. So he says, the one who brings Edus on the Ovis, he's going to win. And Rava says, no, it's Edus Mukheshes. It's Edus Mukheshes. And we throw the whole thing out. Rava says, doesn't matter that the Edus, the Ovis, there's no HaKrosh on. There's HaKrosh on the Edus, the Shnei Chazaka. So we're going to throw the Edom out. So the Gemara tries to figure out, what's this Machlokas based on? What are they assuming? So initially, the Gemara wanted to say what? Rav Nachman goes like Rav Huna, that he says, we don't throw out Shtei Kiterim HaMakrish Ezu Ezu for the Eidos Acheres. So just like we don't throw Shtei Kiterim HaMakrish Ezu Ezu for the Eidos Acheres, let's not throw them out for the Eidos of the Ovos either. That's an Eidos Acheres. The Makrish each other Lagabe Chazaka, Lagabe Ovos, they're not Makrish. Right, this cat doesn't have a kosha, so let's not throw out this cat for a different Eidus. So Rav Nachman, what does Rava say? So the Gemara initially wants to say maybe Rava k'Rav Chista, right? Rava assumes we throw the whole Eidus out. Why? So maybe because he assumes Bahari Sari Shakri Lomali. It's a perfect sushtel, a perfect connection. Rava assumes Bahari Sari Shakri Lomali. Rav Chista is right that we throw out the Shteki Dedim Hamakishas Ozu. Not just for Osa Eidus, but for Eidus Acheres as well. So that's why, for the Eidus to Ovis, we're going to throw out the Kitos Bechlal. We'll throw them out in God's sense, we're not going to accept them for anything. What does the Gemara conclude? The Gemara rejects that and says, no, maybe Rava k'Rav Huna Svirle, maybe Rava Taka will agree Rav Huna is right, that Shteki the Eidim Achish Azu Azu could testify for another Eidus, but he holds that Dafka le Eidus Acheres the Nema to testify. But this Eidus, right, the Eidus that they testified now, they're not going to be Neman for. And Rava somehow assumes that the Eidus of Ovis and the Eidus of Chazaka is not viewed as two different Eidus, it's viewed as one Eidus. We'll have to talk about why, but that's what he's assuming. That the Eidus that they testified now, maybe the different parts to the Eidus, but the Eidus that they testified about now, it's one Eidus. Rav Chista would say, Bahadi Sani Shakri Lamali, I'm sorry, Rav Huna even would say that for this Eidus, the apostle, for Eidus Acheres, they're not be kosher, but for this Eidus, the apostle, so Rava doesn't have to go like Rav Chista, he might go like Rav Huna. Okay, that's the maskana of the Gemara. Becomes Tosis and asks the following kasha. Let's look at this Tosis together. The Rava ki Rav Chista, the Im Tomar, Im Kena, my choshev Rava, b'merubo, b'perek zeborer, eit zomem chidish uvein l'chabor l'mashas chidusho, v'alo mashu nifsa alayno chidish, d'hamin hadin, Hayalios the Shneim Sulim Nami Bishtekite Edim and Machisha Zuazu. Im Ken lo Havi Chidish Alamasha Hamazim and Ksherim. Psh! A bomb kashias. Rava says, Eid Zomim Chidishu. The whole parish of Edim, the psul of the Edim Zomim is a Chidish. The psul of Edim Zomim is a Chidish. My choz is the Tzayas Lahani, Tzayas Lahani. Why believe the Mazimim? Let's believe the Muzamim, or the Zomimim, as we call it. Right? The Edim Zomimim. Let's believe the Zomimim. Let's not believe the Mazimim. They're really equal. Right? They're really equal. So it's a Chiddush that we believe the Mazimim, and we passel the Edim Zomimim. It's a Chiddush that we believe the Mazimim, and we passel the Edim Zomimim. That's what Rava wants to say. So the psul of the Edom Zomim must be Mikan Lahab. It's not the Mafreya. What's a chiddush? Why is it such a chiddush? Is it such a chiddush that the Edom Zomim are takapasul? It's not a chiddush. Even if they'd be makchishi, even if the kitos would be makchish each other, Rav Chista holds Bahari Sari Shakri Lamali. It's a svara pshuta. It's not a chiddush of the Torah. What's a chiddush of the Torah that the Zomim are posel? Is it a chiddush of the Torah that the Zomim are posel? No. In our Gemara, you see that shtei kite edim achish azu azu, the posel. So the pashut pshat is that of course the Zomim should be posel. The only chiddush is that the mazimim are kosher. That taka is a chiddush. Because from our Gemara, you get the impression that if there's a kosher between the two kitos, they both should be posel. But the fact that the Zomim apostle, that's not a chiddush. That's not a chiddush. Even if they wouldn't be mazim, even if they'd only be makchish each other, they'd be pasul. Rav Chisda says, "Vadi sari shakri lamali." So what's Rava talking about? What's Rava talking about? So if you tell me Rav is not like Rav Chisda, like the maskon of the Gemara, so okay, fine. So then I can hear that Rava would say it's a chiddush. But if you say Rava k'Rav Chisda, if he assumes Vadi sari shakri lamali, if Rava assumes by shteki de'ed ma'machish zuazu that they're both pasul. So then why does Rava say by Eidim Zomim that the Psul Eid Zomim is a Chiddush? Not a Chiddush at all. The only Chiddush is that the Mazim and Makasha, not that the Zomim are Pasul, but Hadi Sari Shakri Lomali, it's a Dava Pasha that the Zomim should be Pasul. Wow. That's a Kasha. That's a real Kasha. That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis in many places in Shas. Rishonim, not just Tosis, but all the Rishonim have this Kasha. Question is, what's the answer? And does everyone have the Kasha? What's the answer? What's the answer? The Omri, the Rava Dama Chiddush will have Ella Lefi HaMaskona the Asi Shapik Kirav Huna. Tosis in the answer, the Re in the answer basically Machtavak. He said the Kasha is such a good Kasha, I have no answer. If Rava Kirav Chista then Tak, I have no answer to your Kasha. Then Eid Zom is not a Chiddush. Really is not a Chiddush. Rava in the Gemara in Bava Kama who says Eid Zom Chiddush, that's Lefi the Maskona of our Gemara. If Rava can go Aliba the Rav Huna, if he can assume that what? That the Eidim HaMakrishim Zuazu attack are not possible. The Koshel Eidus Acheres. Okay, we're going to throw them out for this Eidus. It's a Hakosh over here. We can't do anything with the Eidus over here. But the Koshel for another Eidus. So comes Rav and says, Eidim Zomim are possible. Why are they possible? But Eidim HaMakrishim Zuazu are not possible Eidus Acheres. Eidim HaMakrishim. So the Fila Maskon of the Gemara, Rava Kerev Huna, then I understand Rava can say that Eidim Zomim is a Chiddush. But Lefi the Hava, meaning the Gemara, Zok Toysus, Bava Basra, if your whole Rava Kerav Chist, if your whole Rava agrees that Bani Sari Shakri Lamali, that Shteki the Eidim Akhisha Zuazu apostle for a different Eidos, then Rava cannot say that Eidim Akhisha, because the Psul of the Eidim Zom is not a Chiddush. The Kashrus of the Eidim Mazim, if that's the Chiddush, but the Psul of the Eidim Zom is not a Chiddush. This is Tosfos by us. This is Tosfos by us. Comes Tosis in Sanhedrin. He offers a different answer. What does Tosis say in Sanhedrin? Let's see. Tosis in Sanhedrin. Same sugya. Machloka Sabai and Rav appears in Sanhedrin on Daf Chav Zayin. So Tosis in Damascus Ein asks the same kasha. V'yesh mefarshim. Gives a different tirades. V'yesh mefarshim the hadakam or hacha chiddush lav apsula de kamoi koi ela ahechshera de basroi. Klomer haya lanu lefoslan kol shtekitos. What's the kasha? The kasha is if Rava Kerav Chista, so then why is Eid Zomim chiddushu? The kashrus of the Eidim Hamazimim is a chiddush, but the pasulus of the Eidim Zomim is not a chiddush. Zok the Yeshua Farshim and Sanhedrin in a Chanami. Taka, the only Chiddush is the Kashrus of the Eidim HaMazim. The fact that the Eidim Zom Apostle is not a Chiddush. I so why does Rabbi say Eidim Zom Chiddush? what did you just say? Right? If the Apostle of the Eidim Zom Taka is not a Chiddush, so why, how does Rabbi say Eidim Chiddush? Zok the Yeshua Farshim like this. Where is this? The kevan de ika chiddush lo yalfin on af legabe hapsul lefoslan klal harishonim lemafrei. Yesh mefarshim and Sanhedrin say that in a chanami the chiddush is only the kashrus of the edim hamazim, because really we should throw them both out. Rav Chisda says v'hari sari shakri lamali, we should throw both kitos out. The chiddush is that the mazim and makosh, not that the zomim apostle. The zomim apostle, that's a svar pshuta. So if that's the case, what does Rava mean? That Eid Zom Chiddushu, and therefore the Psul is only Mikano Lahaba? Yeah, because since there is a Chiddush in the din of Eidim Zom, there's a Chiddush in the Parsha. The Chiddush might not relate to the Zomim themselves, but there is a Chiddush in the Parsha. That is what? That the Eidim HaMezim Makasha. So there is a Chiddush in the Parsha. So regarding all the halachas of the Parsha, we have to treat it like a Chiddush. Right? We have to treat the whole parsha as a chiddush. Since in a chelik of the parsha of Eidim Zomim there's a chiddush, namely the kashrus of the Eidim HaMezimim, so we have to treat it as though the whole parsha of Eidim Zomim is a chiddush. So even the psul of the Edom Zom has to be treated as a chiddush as well, even though really Me'ikar Edom is svar, it's not really a chiddush. But because there's some kind of a chiddush in the parasha of Edom Zom, we have to treat the whole parasha as a chiddush, even the gabi the psul of the Edom Zom. What kind of a strange notion is that? Whatever is a chiddush is a chiddush. Whatever is not a chiddush is not a chiddush. Well, what's the Yeshivashim saying? So they give a moshel lekach. They give a dimyon. Chia gavna amrinam beper gedanoshed lo yafina de tam ke ikar mibasa becholav. Mishum de ikar bo chiddush behetero. Do haytaro le bechal bakul yom ashari ubebishul chadashah os. When we learned chulin, so we had different makoros for tam ki ikar. What does tam ki ikar mean? Ta'am ki ikar. That means that if you cook something, cook two things together, and let's say you cook nevela, a piece of nevela with shchuta, right? And after you cook them, like you didn't realize, I mean, who would cook nevela with shchuta? You cook two pieces of meat, and then someone says, you know, that heksha, that piece of meat that you have, that's not kosher. So givalta, but I bought it in a good store, whatever, it's not kosher. So he runs you run to the pot and you take out the piece of nevela. So you say everything's great, right? Yeah, I'm not going to eat nevela, I'm only going to eat shchuta. Yeah, but the problem is, since you cooked them together, there was a transfer of taste from one to the other. So maybe that shirasa, maybe the tam shirasa. Okay, so that happens to be min bimino, because it could be the same tam. Okay, let's talk about something else. Let's say you're cooking potatoes, right? And there's a piece of nevela meat. You thought the meat was kosher. You put the nevela meat in. Someone tells you it's treif, so you take the nevela out. Good. But you have potatoes that have the tam of basa, right? Min b'she'enu mino, two different tastes. Right? So what's the din? So the halacha is that if you have shishim, if you have 60 times of heta keneged the issa, then it's bata, right? That's bittel b'shishim. It's not bittel b'rov, right? If you have a transfer of taste, if it's min b'shen amino, you can't be mevatel, just rove, majority is not enough. You need 60 times. Right? So it's a very small piece of meat and a lot of potatoes, so maybe it'll be kosher, maybe yes, maybe no. Right? But if you don't have shishim, what's the din? If you don't have shishim, even if you have rove, right? It's a very small piece of meat. But yet, you don't have shishim, can I get that small piece of meat? The halacha is the tam ke'ikr, that we treat the tam significantly, even if the ikr is thrown out, but if the tam of the ikr has been misarev with the heter, then it's going to ask them, tam ke ikr daraisa. Well, it's not so clear. Right? Rashi and Chulin and Tzadi Ches maybe holds tam ke ikr derabbanan. But many Rishonim hold that it's taka daraisa. How do I know that it's daraisa? Oh, there are different makoros that the Gemara wants to give, from Kodshim, from other places. So at one point, the Gemara Kufches, we saw together in other places, wants to say maybe Basa B'cholav is the raya, the tam ki ikar daraisa. I mean, that's what Basa B'cholav is about, no? You have your tipas cholav that falls onto Basa, and it's going to ask for the Basa. You have just a drop of milk. But if it's no sintam into the Basa, it's going to ask for the Basa. So don't you see the tam ki ikar daraisa? The Gemara says, no, maybe it's a special din in Basa B'cholav. Whatever, there are different answers given. Come the Yesh Mefarshim and say that we can't learn Tam Ke Iker from Basa B'Cholav. Why? Because there's a Chiddush in Basa B'Cholav. What's the Chiddush in Basa B'Cholav? That if you soak the Basa in Cholav, now let's say you leave a piece of meat in milk for 24 hours. Kovush. Right? Normally we assume Kovush Kemevushal, that if you soak something, if you pickle something, if you soak, if you soak in a liquid for 24 hours, so we assume that there's a transfer of taste after that time period. 24 hours is too long. If you soak it for an hour, so then maybe there isn't going to be a transfer of taste. If it's vinegar, if it's some kind of a sharp liquid, maybe there'll be a transfer of taste in less time, but in most circumstances, there won't be a transfer of taste. So we toru le kule yama, if you soak the basar in the chol of kule yama an entire day, it's mutter. Ibashale, but if you cook the basar in the chol of even for a short period of time, 2 minutes, a minute, I mean, just well, the meat falls in immediately. The meat becomes aser. So you can't learn tam ke'ikar by basa b'cholav because there's a chiddush in basa b'cholav. The chiddush in basa b'cholav is that the iser is only chal b'derech bishul. Derech bishul aser Torah. Lo sevashul gedib b'chalei rimo. The iser basa b'cholav is only chal min ha'Torah b'derech bishul. So even though there are other ways to have transfers of taste in halacha, but for basa b'chalav, it's not gonna work. It's a chiddush haTorah that you need bishul basa b'chalav in order to ask. So al pi yesh mefarshim, what do you see? That because there's a chiddush in basa b'chalav, that kovush is not gonna aser. So I can't learn the din of tam ke'ikar from basa b'chalav. Once there's a chiddush in one respect in this halacha, so we treat the whole halacha as a chiddush. We treat the whole din, even though the fact that tam ases in bas b'chalav, it's not chiddush in bas b'chalav. It could apply to kol haTorah kulam. No, since there's one halacha that's a chiddush in bas b'chalav, that if you kovesh the basr and the chalav, it's not going to aser. So basr b'chalav is viewed as a chiddush. The whole halacha of basr b'chalav is viewed as a chiddush. So I can't learn tam ke'ikar from basr b'chalav. Dr. Yesh Mefarshim, the same thing over here. Even though the psul of the Edom Zomim is not a chiddush, if Rava kirav chista, if Rava holds body sari shakir lomali, so then it turns out that the psul of the Edom Zomim is not a chiddush. That's a svara pshuta. It's true by Edom makchishim zuasu, it's true by Edom Zomim too. The psul of the Edom Zomim is not a chiddush. The chiddush is that the mazimim are kosher. But once there's a chiddush that the mazimim are kosher, so that stamps the parsh of Edom Zomim with chiddush, with the shame chiddush. And once the parasha of Edom Zomim is viewed as a chiddush, so then ein lechabal mishas chidusho. Even the psul of Edom Zomim, even though that psul itself is not a chiddush, but we treat it like a chiddush, and it's only going to be mikan ulahaba. It's not going to be lemafreya. And this is what the Yesh Mefarshim want to answer. So Tosus Baya said that Rava's statement Edom chiddush is only the maskana that he even can go aliba the Rav Huna. Yesh Mefarshim and Sanhedrin say that what? That Rava's statement Eitzam Chiddush is even the feed the Havamina, even if Rava Kirav Chista, because once the Kashrus of the Edom HaMazimim is a Chiddush, so then we view the whole parish of Edom Zomim as a Chiddush, even the Psul of Edom Zomim is also viewed as a Chiddush. The Psul is going to be Mikan Olahab. And Tosus and Bava Kama offers a third and final answer. Okay, this is really the kicker. What does Tosus and Bava Kama say? Tosus and Bava Kama says, Va'od Yeshlama del Rav Chista Nami Avi Chiddush. But you asked the kasha, you said what? Rav Chista holds body sari shakri lamali. Even by shtei kitei edam amachishas zuazu, there is no chiddush. Even shtei kitei edam amachishas zuazu, apostle. So if edam mukhoshim apostle, so edam zomim also apostle, there's no chiddush at all. Says Tosis in Bava Kama, no. Rav Chista holds that there's a chiddush that the Edom Zomim become possible b'toras v'adai. They become possible b'toras v'adai. V'hai d'choshev l'usani shaki v'shteki te Edom eino ela misveiko. Rav Chisda says b'adai sari shaki l'amali, that means that shteki te Edom amachish zuazu are possible misofek. But Edom Zomim are possible b'toras v'adai. That's the chiddush haTorah. That's above and beyond Eidim Mekhashim. We thought Eidim Mekhashim, Lefi Rava, Lefi the Havmin of Rava, Rava, Karav Chista, Eidim Mekhashim, Eidim Zomim are equal. The psul of both are not a chiddush. Comes to us about a comment, says, no, Rav Chista admits that Eidim Zomim is a chiddush. Eidim Mekhashim are only possible but Torah as Sofeg, but Eidim Zomim are possible even but Torah as Vadai, and that's the chiddush of Eidim Zomim. Lemay Nafkamina, possible is possible, it means Sofeg, Vadai, what does it matter? Says Toys, I'll tell you what. To be machzik. Hay the choshev l'usari shakir v'shteki te edim eino ela misveika. Dim hayu shnayim en ashuk me'idim ploni lovim and ploni manim. V'achas v'shteki te edim halolu. Achas v'shteki te edim halolu ha'makish azu azu omeres lo lova. Lo ha'yisi motzi mamon misofek. The ilu ha muzomim, it should say, not the mazimim, hazomimin, ha muzomim. The ilu ha muzomim sulim legamri afilu lahachzik hamamon al piem hilka chidushu. Ulegabe hachi en lechabal mashas chidusho veilech lechosham kevade psulim. Says Tosis in Bava Kama, Rav Chista admits that Edom Zomim are a chidush. He says that Edom Mekhashim Bahari Sari Shaki Lamali, all he's saying is that they're Pasul Misafek. Pasul Misafek. We don't know for sure that they're Pasul Misafek. So we treat them like they're Psulim. And La'edah Sacheres, they're going to be Pasul for all the different reasons we gave before. But But Edom Zomim, he says, no, that's more than that. Edom Zomim, Apostle B'Tarz Vada. The Apostle B'Tarz Vada, even if they're coming to be Machzik Mamon, they still wouldn't be accepted. Edom HaMakhishim Zu Azu would be Nemat to be Machzik Mamon. Rav Chista would admit that Shteki to Edom HaMakhishim Zu Azu would be Nemon to be Machzik Mamon. Right? They'd be Nemat to be Machzik Mamon. If you had two Edom saying that Reuven owes Shimon $100, that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100. And the cut of Shteki to Edom HaMakhishim Zu Azu, if that cut would testify that he didn't borrow the money, they'd be Neman to be Machzik Mamon. We'd leave it as a stalemate. We'd leave it as a suffix, and we'd be Machzik Mamon. We'd accept their Edus. Even Rav Chista would say that we accept their Edus, and they'd be Neman to be Machzik Mamon. But if that second card would be Edom Zomim, then we wouldn't accept the Edus. Because Edom Zomim, Apostle B'Tarz Vaday. So we would not accept their Edus to be Machzik Mamon. We'd listen to the other Edom to be Motzi Mamon. So that's the Nafka Mina. Rav Chista admits that Edom Zomim, Apostle B'Tarz Vaday, that's a Chiddush. Because they keep the Edom HaMachishah Zuhazu are only possible to Torah Suffolk. Okay? Three answers that the Rishonim have. Let's chart. Okay? Im Rava Ki Rav Chista, Lama Eid Zomim Chidishim. That's the kasha that all the Rishonim ask. So our Tosis Bava Basra, says that Rava, Maima Rava, the Eid Zomim Chiddushu, Nemar Rakulaskov. Right? That's Tosis Bava Basra. Rava Kiravuna. So then he doesn't hold body side shakalamali, so then it's a chiddush. Right? Ravuna says that they're not, that Edom HaMakhishim Zu Azu are not possible, but Edom Zomim are possible, so it's a chiddush. The Yesh of Farshim in Sanhedrin. Say what? Rak Kashrus Hamazimin Uchiddush. Let's say this better. Hoil, the kashrus, hamezim, and huchidish, called parshas, eidim zomim, choshet yichidish. That's why it's only possible mikana lahav. And Tosis in Bava Kama says, no. Chevra. Got it all wrong. Tosis Bava Kama says that the fear of Chista, Edim HaMakhishim Psulim Rakmi Sofik Edim Zomim Chiddush Sulim, the Torah's Vajra. Afilu lahafzig mamon. Sulim afilu lahafzig mamon. That's it. Rav Chista says that Edom makhishim zu azu, the psulim misafik. Misafik, we're not going to accept the Edus. But Edom zom apostle b'Torah's Vajra. Rav Chista would say that we can accept the edus of the Shteki to Edom HaMakhishim Zu Azu to be Machzik Mamon. But Edom Zomim, if Edom Zomim would be thrown into the mix, we wouldn't accept them to be Machzik Mamon because they are possible to Taras Vada. That's the Chish. That's the Chish. Sounds like a pretty simple answer. Tosis Bava Kama is pretty straightforward. Why don't the other Rishonim give Tosis Bava Kama's answer? Well, yeah, I'm sorry, question before.
The Tosis in Sanhedrin and Bava Kama, if they were going in Rava Kerfezda, did they hold that in Bava Basra, that Rava was never closer to hold the Rabuna in the end?
No.
Or they're just speaking in Havmi?
They're speaking, Tosef Avasa clearly assumes that there's a maskana here, but they're saying that this, that Rav's statement, that Zonim Chiddushu, is only said Lefi the maskana, not Lefi the Havmi.
So all they're reading the Gemara.
They're all reading the Gemara the same. Yeah. The question, right? According to Tosef Avakama, Rav's statement was only said Lefi the maskana. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, no, it was said even within the Havamina, but Rav still can hold that Eid Zom and Chiddushu because there's no Chiddush in the Psul of the Eid Zom, but there's Chiddush in the Kashas of the Mazimim, so the whole parsha is a Chiddush. So we view the Psul of the Eid Zom as a Chiddush. But yeah, they're working with the Havamina Maskan. Why do you think the other Rishonim didn't give the answer of Tosis and Bava Kama? Yaakov.
Because they don't hold that either Achish and his present suffering.
They don't hold. Before you jumped. You said the whole thing in one fell swoop. I just wanted you to say it slowly, right? That they don't distinguish between Eidim Makhishim and the Eidim Zomim. They don't say this. Don't see there's any difference. If there's no difference, then how can you give such an answer? Tosus Bava Kama says no. There's a major difference. Rav Chista holds that Eidim Makhishim are possible mitaras sofik. Eidim Zomim is possible mitaras nadek. The other Rishonim must hold there is no difference between the two. So that couldn't be the answer. There's no difference. They're both the same. So that's why it's not a Chiddush. Why are they both the same? So, Nistama, right? Eidzomim, we know it's possible to Taras Vada, right? We know Eidzomim is possible to Taras Vada. That's a Pasuk, right? We accept the Eidim Zom. We accept the Eidus of the Eidim HaMazim and not the Eidim Zom. So the other Rishonim probably assume Rav Chista holds Bahadis HaRishakri Lavali means that even Shteki the Eidim Achisha Zuazu are possible to Taras Vada. They're also possible to Taras Vada. So you can't say, oh, no. Eidim Zomim Chiddushu, Eidim Zomim is possible to Taras Vada, but Eidim Achishim are not possible to Taras Vada. No, even Achishim are possible to Taras Vada. That's what the Hadi Sadi Shakri Lomali means. L'chor, that's what they're assuming. What's the beer of that? Whether Eidim and Achishim are considered possible to Taras Zofik, I'll leave it to Rechista, but Taras Vada, I'll leave it to Rechista. What's this all based on? It's obviously based on how we understand Rav Chista. Nochamo, what did the Rashbam say? Okay, let's go through the different approaches. Rashbam said Rav Chista holds Bahadisari Shakri Lamali. Vos meitos. Bahadisari Shakri Lamali. Why? Why can't we accept the Eidim Hamakrisha Zuazufer and Eidus Achers? Why? Why? Because there's a Sufik Postle. So B'makom Sufik we should follow Chazaka. So we can't follow Chazaka. Why?
Sufik.
There's a Suffolk puzzle. We can't follow Chazaka to Makom Suffolk. Why? I want you to answer. Based on Cheskes Kashus. Excellent.
You heard it from the virgin.
Okay. Right. We can't follow. Good. We can't follow Cheskes Kashus to Makom Suffolk to be Motzi Mammon. Yeah. So is the psul b'taras vade or b'taras Suffolk with the Rashbam? Is the psul of Shteki Teirim HaMachisha Zuazu a psul b'taras Suffolk or a psul b'taras Vada? Suffolk? Suffolk? Why is it a Suffolk? Suffolk? Yeah, Suffolk. Just get you nervous. It's a psul b'taras Suffolk. Of course, it's a Suffolk. It's psul b'taras Suffolk, but we would have used Chazaka like we do normally, Zach, right? But here we can't. Why? Exactly. It can't be motzi mamon based on a cheskes kashrus, right? But the whole psul is a psul b'taras suffik. It's not a psul b'taras vade. That's the Rashbam. Rabbeinu Gershom says because the kashrus of one is dependent on the pasulus of the other, it's entirely the sasri. So therefore, what we could have followed cheskes kashrus to be motzi mamon if we had a suffix, because we're not really being motzi mamon based on cheskes kashrus. Come on, be real. We're not being motzi mamon based on cheskes kashrus. We're just being marksha the eidim, and then the eidus is motzi mamon, right? So we really could have been motzi mamon based on cheskes kashrus for mokum suffix. But what's the emes over here? Rav Chista hold body sari shakri lamo. He's zok Rabbeinu Gershom. It's b'taras. There is no suffix. The tired of the sasi makes it like a vada. That there's a vada. We can't treat it like a suffix because the kashrus of one is dependent on the psul of the other. So you can't be makshir both of them. It doesn't make any sense. So if it doesn't make any sense, we treat it like a vada. The Rama says that Bezin's not going to be in the Kabbalah. Why is Bezin not going to be in the Kabbalah? because there's a vadai kat that's mishake, because there's a vadai kat mishake, so bezin is not going to be mekabel the edus. Or, as we said, because there's a suffix edus psul over here, so bezin is not going to be mekabel edus. Here, I don't think it matters how you explain. The reality is that din a din of suffix? Is that a suffix? The psul is a suffix? No! That's a psul b'toras vadai, that bezdin is not going to be makabel the edus. It might be because of the suffix, but ultimately the halacha, the reason why there's a psul, is because bezdin can't be makabel such an edus. So bezdin can't be makabel such an edus. Doesn't matter what the motivating factor is, but bezdin can't be makabel such an edus. Tosis in Bava Kama was clearly assuming like whom? Like whom? Like whom? Like the Rashba. Exactly. Right? Clearly, that's not what you said? That's not what you said. So I selectively heard you, Yaakov. Okay, let's try it. I want to make this absolutely clear. This is key. It's mamish key. It's the whole sugi. It's mamish the whole sugi. Okay, Nachama. Rav Chisda says what? Bahadi sadi shakri lamali. Vos meintos. Right? Beis kite edem. Makrisha zu azu. Psulin leidus acheres. Lama. Lama. Rashbam. What does Rashbam say? Didn't we just write this?
I wrote it, I erased it.
Okay. The Rashbam says, Cheskas Kashros can't be, let's go on to English, can't be Motzi Mammon. The Makom Sofik Pasul. Normally, Chazaka would be able to be Machriya B'Makom Sofik, but here, it's not going to work, because Chazaka can't be Motzi Mammon, so it's not going to help me. That's the Rashbam. Rabbeinu Gershom. How do I say this? You know, B'Kitzer. Okay. Okay, back into Hebrew. Kashrus, the kat echad, tluya, bepaslus, the kat beis. That's the most exciting part. Okay. Choshev Kitarti Disasri. Bahavi Kevade Paso. Right? Lochain what? Cheskas Kashrus. Lotoel. Cheskas Kashrus works, the Chazoko works. To be machriya b'makom suffik, but if you don't have a suffik, forget about it. We don't look at chazaka, so you know we're just not interested in looking and hearing. But forget about it. There's no suffik over here because it's a tarikat disaster. It's not going to work. It's not going to work, and it's a special tarikat disaster. It's not shnei shvili. Remember, it's not shnei shvili. By shnei shvili, we'll go b'sa chazaka. Hanhoga ba'alma. It's not a beer. Yeah, but here we can't because here the tara of one is dependent on the tum of the other, the kashus of one is dependent on the pasus of the other. So this kind of tara de sasri makes it like a vade posel, so chesed kash is not going to work. And finally, the Yad Ramah says that bezdin lo yakablu edus in bevadai kat echad. Right. However, you'll explain this. So it's the vadai, or that it's a sofek edus. It's not bezin not going to be kabel. Okay. Tosus in Baba Kama says that Beis Kidei Machisha Zuazu, that's only a Psul B'Torah Sofek. It's only a Psul B'Torah Sofek. Tosus must be going like the Rashbam. Because Lefi Rabbeinu Gershom, Shteki Te'edim HaMachisha Zuazu is like a Vada Posa. And Lefi the Ramah as well, Bezden Lo Yekablu Eidus in Bevada Kat Echas Kat Achas Hei Idu Sheker, Bezden Bevadai. Well, it's a din vadai in Bezdin. Bezdin is not going to be Makabal the Eidus. That's a din Betaris vadai. Tosu Babakama can't hold like that. Tosu is going to Kipshuto like the Rashbam. Rav Chista holds that there's only a Suffolk over here. There's a Suffolk puzzle. Bashteki de Eidem Achisha Zuazu. A Suffolk puzzle. Aye, a Suffolk puzzle. So what's the problem? Just follow Cheskas Kashrus. Rav Huna is right. No, Rav Chista says, Bahari Sari Shaki Lamalin. We don't follow Cheskas Kashrus. B'makom suffik. Ah, it's a chazaka? No, we're coming to be motzi mamun. You can't be motzi mamun based on a chazaka. Ah, it's only indirect. We're really being motzi mamun based on eidus. No, it's not indirect. This is the way we're being motzi mamun. It's not viewed as just indirect. Maybe even if it's only indirect, we can't be motzi mamun based on a chazaka. But it's only suffik pasul. It's a tosu b'avakama. That's what Rava meant. Eid zorim chidushu. It's not just a suffik pasul. It's a vade pasul. Because it's a vade pasul. Even if they come to be machzik mamun, they're not going to be mamun. The other Rishonim didn't give that answer because they said, what are you talking about? Rav Chista held that even Shtekit Eidim, Machisha, Zuazu, that's also a Vadei Psul. That's a din in Bezdin. Bezdin is not going to be Makabel, such an Eidus. Aye, but it's all based on Sofik. So it is based on Sofik. But Bezdin, Betaris Vadei, is not going to accept the Eidus. It's a din Betaris Vadei. It's a Psul Betaris Vadei. It becomes like a Psul Betaris Vadei because it's a din Betaris Vadei that Bezdin is not going to be Makabel then. Or you can say Rabbeinu Gershom. That even if it's only a Sovek, but because it's based on this Tarka, the Sastri, that the Kashrus of one is based on the Psul of the other, so it's all dependent on Shas. It's like a Vadai Pasul, it's not just a Sovek. You can't be Machshir anyone, the Vadai the Pasul, because it's a Tarka, the Sastri, it's a contradiction in terms. So if it's a Vadai Pasul, so then Rav is up a creek without a paddle. What do you mean, Eid Zom Chidushu? It's no Chidush at all, even by Shteki Deidem, Machisha Zuazu. It's also Vade Pasul. That's why they have to give different answers. Right? It's only Lefi the Maskana or some other answer, right? That the whole Parsha of Edom Zom is a Chish. But they had to give these other answers because they assumed that even Shtekit Tevim Achisha Zuazum is Pasul B'Toras Vadai. It's not just Pasul B'Toras Sefik.